I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ask me if I would, and then right away, I have wings for the
coming up at 8:20, Mike Milbury on a Bruins Friday, and the Bruins have secured the President's Cup with a win last night. And I guess on their way to see if they can break the record, they got to get 63 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Red Wings and the Lightning team, Wiggy, you brought up earlier, 2019 Lightning. So with the win last night, Bruins passed the 1971 Bruins team for the franchise record. So we'll talk to Mike Milbury about all of that coming up at 8:20 on today's show. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time now for They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Shime is off today. Curtis, where do we begin with They Said It?
We begin in Brighton at 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway.
Oh, okay.
Where Wiggy introduced us to a term of communication that existed years ago.
Okay.
Do these plants seem like they only speak in Morse code?
Oh, right? Well, they're speaking in plant language.
Oh, that plant language, isn't that how, man, plant language? Is
other
more...
plants understand that they're
speaking. Oh, that's Morse code.
I think you knew what he meant. Morse code, oh. Not Morris code.
Morris chestnut code. We know that now.
Yes, it was Morris. Yeah, at some point, Morris chestnut code came up
in
this
what
program.
What part of Fenway Park does Morse code exist?
Isn't it in the Green Monster?
It's on the outside of the Monster.
Outside
well
of the Monster?
You're such a Fenway, you know,
yeah,
connoisseur.
That's right.
Now we're going to head to football, where James Miller joined Tom E. Curran on his podcast for NBC Sports Boston and expressed why he believes the Patriots could contend to win the division this season.
Wonder what insight you have when you say that you believe that the Patriots will win the AFC East.
I do. Bill O'Brien will have a big impact on that offense for the Patriots. And I think the offensive line will be just fine. They'll just have a lot more offensive accountability to really play complementary football with, I thought was, everybody will say Buffalo was the best defense. I could argue and say the Patriots was better because they scored a lot of points off of turnovers.
So
who's that?
That's James Miller on Sirius XM and now on with Tommy Curran discussing the Patriots' chances to have the best defense in the division, and Bill O'Brien will provide offensive accountability, leading the Patriots to the upset division crown.
Are we still doing this, honestly? I mean, are we, like, I know Foley.
Is he accounting for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets there?
I know Foley tried to do it where the Patriots will finish second in the division, but, when you think you didn't beat Miami last year. You didn't finish second in division last year. And Miami's gotten better.
Do you think the addition of Bill O'Brien is worth an extra win, an extra couple of wins, or no?
I would say probably gets you an extra win, right?
Okay.
Because you have to look at, and you got to go, was Matt Patricia, like, were there clear losses because of something he didn't do last year? Right? Is there a game where you can go, okay, there was a clear loss because of this horrible call or, you know, something that affected the game, right? And now you got to say, well, Billy O'Brien puts you in a better position to understand the flow of the game. And if you do get in the red zone, let's say, for example, come up with a better scheme and a better system of you scoring touchdowns that might lead to you winning a game you didn't last year.
You said all last season, and you've continued to say how good that defense was.
Yes.
But can you really say that when they did they really stop? At any point, did they really stop a good quarterback?
Well, he had a point when he's saying that they scored a lot of points off defense.
They did well against Rodgers, against Green Bay. I don't really think. Yeah, they did score a ton of points defensively.
Yeah.
So, yes, Billy O'Brien makes you a game better. But the rest of the division got better, right? If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, I think they won, what, 7 games last year? Doesn't he help them? Doesn't he make them better? When you look at Jalen Ramsey going to the Dolphins, doesn't he make them better?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's getting better around you, and you couldn't beat Miami. You haven't been able to beat Miami even when you had Brady.
I mean, Miami, the whole entire thing rests on how much Tua is able to play and whether Tua ends up getting hurt. Absolutely the Jets are better with Aaron Rodgers. Like, the argument that he's far removed from winning a Super Bowl, far removed from being MVP, the guy makes that team so much better based on what they had.
And I think with Miami, us putting like an asterisk next to them because if Tua can play the entire season, from owners meeting, it was Mike McDaniel, I believe, who was saying, you know, Tua's done everything in his power to work on his neck strength and make sure that he's working with a specialist right now to make sure he is in the best position possible to make sure he can play a full season safely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if Tua's in there, I think this team is going to be really good. And I don't think we should count them out with if he's out.
And let me fix that. You did beat Miami because I forgot they even beat Miami. But that's when Teddy Bridgewater played. Right. And then Teddy Bridgewater got hurt in that game.
Yeah.
So and you only beat them by 2 points. My issue is that everybody got better. I just don't see how you finish first or second in the division, especially with Aaron Rodgers, you know.
In the Twitch chat, Mr. Tire 00 says, Wiggy, I could name 3 games that the coaching staff blew.
Okay.
So I'd have to hear from Mr. Tire.
Okay, they absolutely win the Raiders game with a competent offensive coordinator. The debacles inside the 5-yard line on 2 separate series would have resulted in at least a field goal, but probably 2 touchdowns. You can go up and down the season. If you want to take that perspective, I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they had a bad coordinator. They had a guy that had no business being within 50 yards of being an offensive coordinator.
Right.
So there is the potential that this could congeal in a way that it didn't last year,
right,
and that the offense with Gesicki and Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, another guy that was a total misfit on the offense. So there's the chance.
No, I would compare what they had to you being anywhere near meatball ingredients.
Great point.
Yeah,
right.
Great point.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I was about to say that.
All right. What's next, Curtis?
We're going to head to the opposite end of the spectrum. Dan Orlovsky yesterday on Get Up said that not only is Bill Belichick losing his step, he is on the hot seat if things don't turn around.
Yes, he's lost a step. I want to be very clear. If New England doesn't make the playoffs this year, it is going to get outrageously noisy in New England. But if this team doesn't go to the playoffs, it is going to get extremely uncomfortable in New England when it comes to their fan base.
He believes the fans of the Patriots are going to be clamoring for change if Bill Belichick does not turn it around in a big way next season.
Well, I kind of would tell Dan we're already uncomfortable around here. I don't know if you heard how we are as fans, but I wouldn't say Bill's on the hot seat. I would say Bill's at the point of, all right, I'm tired of this. I'm ready to go somewhere else. Because I don't know if Robert would fire Bill.
But you think that's the likely scenario.
Right. If I had to choose between two, Bill walks away, Robert doesn't fight him.
I think if he's tired, though, he retires. I just don't see Bill
Belichick.
No,
I'm tired of coaching, but just tired of coaching here with Robert.
With Robert.
I still just don't see him going anywhere else, ever.
But here's my question, Wiggy. Then why is he here? They clearly are not on the same page. Mm-hmm. We all agree, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Robert and Bill are having an open sort of, you know, dysfunctional relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he here?
The same reason Brady stuck around at the end, right? There were reports that Brady had wanted a new deal for a long time, going back to the Super Bowl against the Falcons. So you hang around, and you try hope that it works out, and then you get to a point where you're like, it's not working out. It's time for me to go. I feel like Bill is at that point. Based on
Does some of it have to do with his kids?
For sure.
What do you mean by that?
Hanging around to help them get to the
next. No, because he wherever he goes, he's just going to take them with him. I think Bill is in the point where, okay, maybe I can figure this thing out with Robert. But now, what is Robert doing? He's meddling even more. And we talked about throwing Bill under the bus. You think Bill's going to stand for that, especially if what happens if they don't make the playoffs next year?
Robert Kraft just publicly put Lamar Jackson in the lap of Bill Belichick. That has never happened before. This is not something that is status quo. You said he's tolerated things, and I'm sure you're right, Wiggy. And
right.
I bet you Robert Kraft has tolerated things from Bill. And they did it because they believed they were better together. I don't believe that is the case any longer.
Well, that might. Yeah, I agree. Because what happens if they don't sign Lamar Jackson, right? And then they don't make the playoffs next year? How do you think fans and media people will react if wherever Lamar goes and he plays well? Don't you think people are going to go, wait a second, the Patriots were in on him?
I think there are some fans who understand that it takes a little while on a rebuild, especially after losing the greatest player ever to play.
But you're not on a rebuild.
You are, though.
You made the playoffs 2 years ago. That's not a rebuild.
But you had to be on it. You have to be on a rebuild after losing Tom Brady.
Yeah, but you were. That was the Cam Newton year. And then you got Mac, and then you made the playoffs. No team that's rebuilding is making the playoffs. A rebuild means you're not making the playoffs, and you're trying to get back to that point. When you make the playoffs, you are now more on a retooling or a renovation project.
Okay, then fans should understand that you made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
Right.
Who you continually mock on this radio program when it comes to his skill level.
But you didn't make the playoffs the following year.
Okay, but you had issues last year.
Okay,
You had a serious injury to that quarterback.
Right.
And you had a couple dunces running the offense.
Right, but like Dan Orlowski said, if they don't make the playoffs this year, what is everybody saying? Lamar wanted to come to New England. He said he wanted to be a Patriot.
Kraft signed off on it.
Bill didn't. So you don't think that the fans and media people are going to be crapping on Bill even harder? Mm-hmm. Where he's going to be like, wait a second, I don't need this nonsense. I'll go somewhere else where my owner isn't throwing grenades in my lap.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Curtis?
All right. We have just a last one because you wanted to talk baseball, and I thought David Ortiz, one of the 16 people to throw out the first pitch yesterday, gave a little pep talk to Sox fans about what they should do this season.
Stay behind this ball club, support your team, do all the cheering and all the stuff that you guys do because that makes us better player.
Yeah, and he said stay past the fifth inning, Greg.
Okay. So. All right.
Support the team.
Yep.
Well, I mean, listen, they're not off to the best start, but they were in it. I mean, I is that a positive that you can take from it?
Well, they started 0-0. They were in the beginning. And then they made a run. We'll give them the mulligan. Like, Shime uses many mulligans when he plays golf. We'll give them the mulligan of the bad weather.
Yeah.
You know, just opening day and maybe.
This is why you have Chris Sale starting game two. He's the stopper tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
that's why you let him.
But then the weather's going to be bad, so we'll give him the bad weather on that one.
All right. That is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Thank you, Curtis. Mike Milbury will join us next, but right now, Courtney and what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox fell to the Orioles 10-9 from a chilly Fenway Park yesterday. We got to see the pitch clock in action in the bottom of the eighth. Rafael Devers struck out on a violation. He's the first hitter of the regular season to fall victim to that rule change. The new rule states that a hitter must be alert to the pitcher with 8 seconds left on the clock. The ump actually didn't call it till 6 seconds were remaining when Devers was looking down, tapping his bat on his foot, but Devers feeling the effects early. The Sox off today. They have the Orioles tomorrow at 4:10. It is a sale day.
That was an umpado move.
Yeah.
Because the pitcher wasn't
even. I think Courtney's right. I think it's a safety thing that they're doing.
But that's something that they could always have done. The pitcher could throw the ball whenever he's ready to throw it before the pitch clock. So I just think it's like stupid. Once the batter's in the batter's box, it's really up to the batter to be ready because the pitch can come at any time. I mean, there's no rule in place now that says, okay, the pitcher has to wait till 10 seconds or after to throw the ball. So what if he's looking down at 12 seconds? Yeah.
The ump did kind of forget about it, though. It looked like he's, you know, standing there just letting it go, and then all of a sudden he realizes.
Yeah.
But some good news. The Bruins hit a franchise record and secured the President's Cup with a 2-1 overtime win over the Blue Jackets. The Bees' 58th win of the season came with Pasta's 53rd goal, 41 seconds into OT. Tyler Bertuzzi had the goal that tied it up in the second, and Linus Ullmark had 25 saves on the night. They now head to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins tomorrow. Your Boston Celtics, a thrashing in Milwaukee, 140-99, your final. Jason Tatum led the way with 40 points. Jaylen Brown had 30. They welcome the Jazz to town tonight at 7:30. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
32 degrees, partly cloudy skies outside. Afternoon high, 51 tomorrow. Wiggy, Fenway Park, a little rain, windy, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds, high of 61.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Bruins Thursday.
Ba-bam!
On WEEI.
That's the reason Boston fans get skittish.
And it's time for the most feared hockey analyst in America.
So we disagree. Screw you.
Former Bees defenseman and head coach.
Shut the fudge up.
Mike Milbury.
I like some reveal in a bathing suit, but the whole package just is too much for me sometimes.
On the Greg Hill Show.
They're a freaking mess.
Right now.
It's actually Bruins Friday because of opening day. Wiggy, I know you were confused about whether tomorrow is Saturday or not, so right. I don't want you thinking that it's Thursday all day today. And Mike Milbury is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Also by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. Andy joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I heard you guys talking the other day about how wonderful opening day is. Don't they have to check the weather in New England in March? I mean, it's 38 degrees and they're trying to play baseball. Have you ever tried to hit a ball? It stings your hands. You catch it, it stings your hands. You're sitting behind home plate. It's completely in the shadows. You're freezing your ass off.
Yeah.
Just go south for 2 weeks until the middle of April. Give it a chance. What's the matter with those
people? It was warmer when you and I were there for the Winter Classic than it was yesterday, Mike.
It's nuts.
Move it to May 1st.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could theoretically have the. There are other cold weather teams, so you'd have to have them start on the road.
Why not? That's not so difficult. They got to go there anyway. Might as well make it a pleasant experience.
No, you don't need 162 games, so just push the opening date to May 1st.
Did you watch any?
I like that too.
Did you watch any of the game yesterday?
Yeah, well, until it got too painful. And then I just turned it off. I'm not a masochistic. But by the way, before we go any further, New Haven is like one of the pizza capitals, if not the pizza capital of the world.
You don't like
Pepe's Pizza?
No, I don't.
You don't like Modern a Pizza?
Everybody said,
Sally's a Pizza.
Get a mic. People said to me, you got to go down. You have to go try Frank Pepe's. So I went down there. Brees was playing a football game down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down, and it did nothing for me, Frank Pepe's. Did absolutely. You're on the Cape. Cape Cod Pizza, arguably the very best bar pizza in the world. And how can you say that New Haven is better?
Well, I think bar pizza sucks myself.
Yes! Coming from somebody, please, finally, somebody.
God.
Mike is talking about bar pizza, bar pizza, bar pizza.
Yeah, sounds like my sister.
All he said is
both a pain in the ass.
Bar pizza is like Elio's toaster oven pizza.
No, it's not like that.
I feel like Mike Milbury is like Aaron Rodgers with the family issues. He's never on this show talking about anybody in his family that he likes.
Finally.
Oh, well.
Somebody who knows
the shoe fits. In my case, that's appropriate, right?
Yeah, for you, it is. All right. Well, listen. Bruins secure the President's Trophy. I know Jim Montgomery called it the President's Cup. That's golf, somebody pointed out earlier. But, short of the power play, I guess, is there anything else that you're concerned about when it comes to this hockey team getting closer and closer to the playoffs here?
You know what? I mean, power play, clearly, I don't know what's happening there. They need to practice the damn thing. Somebody needs to coordinate this. Their entries seem to be just spontaneous, which is not going to work anymore. I mean, there are several ways to enter the zone when you have a man advantage and do it with some speed, or even if you can't do it with some, you know, cleanly, you can go and retrieve it with the proper dumping, but that has to be pre-planned. I'm really shocked that they haven't found a way to just get the puck into the zone, if nothing else, and establish possession. After that, you know, we can address some other issues, but it's a problem. The other thing that's creeping in here, two games against, you know, modest opponents, and they have trouble with them. And I think part of the reason why is you saw they sat out the three big guys, Bergeron, Marchand, Lindholm, against Carolina, and the rest of the team got psyched up to play Carolina, and they won a game in overtime, and then they come back, and the big guys are back in the lineup, and then there's a relaxation mode, and they think they're going to win because the big guys are back. That's the trouble with picking and choosing your spots to rest people. You lose rhythm. You lose that kind of continuity. I mean, I can't remember. I guess when I played, we had a couple of times when one or two guys were sat out, but it didn't happen very often, and people were reluctant, actually, to sit out. It was considered sort of, you know, almost, I don't know, lazy, or I guess the big guys did it, but it didn't happen very often. And I'm worried about their hitting their stride at the right point, although anytime they've had an obstacle, they've seemed to have come back and conquered it. So let's see if they can conquer this one, but I don't like this load management, resting guys, and then we'll see what happens the last seven games. And I think there's going to be a good, reasonable size break, number of days, before they start the playoffs. So it could be an issue slow out of the gate, but otherwise, I mean, happy day.
Mike, when you talk about the power play, give us kind of some of the fans that really don't know the ins and outs of hockey. Like, there are set plays that you can run in football. We know there are set plays in basketball. Are there, like, set plays that you can run in hockey, especially on the power play? Because I feel like it's so difficult with the flow of the game. It's so reactionary. Is there, like, actual plays that you can draw up and design to maybe, you know, make them be more successful on the power play?
Well, you've seen the setup that they have. You know, Marchand on the half wall. He tries to hit Bergeron in the slot, in the bumper area. They have an option with Pastrnak on a one-timer. And DeBrusk usually is net front presence with Lindholm mostly, or McAvoy, who kind of patrol the blue line. And they work that pretty well. Lindholm does a good job of that. But I think they've become too stagnant. You know, I think there was a goal that Marchand scored off of Bergeron's skate, and he was on the other side of the ice. There's not enough movement for me. So to answer the question, there are places where you can expect people to go and get there at the right time to be open. Not really set plays, mm-hmm. because they develop so quickly that you have to be, it's a spontaneous thing. And I think they've lost their spontaneity. I don't think anybody likes that. I think power play and offense in general is you move the puck and you move yourself to get open. So it's a constant rotation and a constant struggle to get some place where there isn't anybody. You know, Brett Hull and Mike Bossy, they used to say they'd hide in plain sight. They'd be in the high slot, but they'd keep moving in and out over someplace where they present themselves as an option on a pass. And that's what I think is missing right now. It's just too stagnant. And the first thing they have to address, so before that, they got to get the puck in the zone with possession. You know, if you can't get it in cleanly, you can still dump and go get it with a flood of players. But right now, it's a bit of a mess.
Mike, we were talking about it at the beginning of the show, but last week there was a late hit on Patrice, and then last night again, and you've got guys, you know, sticking up for their captain, of course. But do you think that there's any chance that players from opposing teams are targeting him?
I don't think in either of those cases was he a target, but yeah, they're certainly going to be a target in a couple of weeks. Why wouldn't you? I mean, Marchand too. Get him off his game. Get him to be, you know, the little ogre that he sometimes turns into and take stupid penalties. If they can do that, and I think both those players are mature enough now to know that they can, you know, they got to steer clear of that come playoff time. But I think the key players on the opposition are always targets in the playoffs, and I expect it. But in the last couple of games, I didn't think that were too egregious. But yeah, I mean, they're gonna stick it to Patrice Bergeron whenever they can.
Mike, we talked about this with Razor when he was in earlier this week. Lindholm, a legit Norris candidate in your mind?
He is. He's clearly a better all-around player than Erik Karlsson, but Erik Karlsson's offensive numbers are so gaudy, are so ridiculously good, that I think he'll probably, I'm pretty sure he's going to win it, even though he's on a crappy team and, you know, he doesn't kill penalties. His defensive game is suspect, but it just people gravitate to those offensive numbers, and I think they'll gravitate to the numbers that he's created because they are in fact so absurdly good. But I think Lindholm, if you ask me to choose one of the two players to be on my team, I would pick Lindholm because he can play defense. I mean, his plus minus is a funny statistic, but in this case, he's so far ahead of so many defensemen that you have to give it credence. And just watching him play, shutting down teams, shutting down key players, and his ability to recover is amazing. His outlet pass is amazing. And I would say that he's the best. He deserves the Norris Trophy more than Erik Karlsson, because Erik Karlsson's just a run and gun guy. He's almost like a rover rather than a defenseman.
Oh, and his minutes. I mean, he's averaging 23 minutes a game.
Lindholm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he can. He makes it seem so easy. He and McAvoy can eat up minutes and just, you know, it hardly looks like they're breaking a sweat. It's and they have, with Orlov, they have the top three defensive package in the league, and the rest of them are pretty damn good too. They're set on the blue line. They're set in goal. They're set on forwards. They're set everywhere. They just need to put it together at the right time and hope that if people charge after Bergeron and Marchand, that those guys can stay healthy. And then you can't put your money down on anybody else right now besides the Bruins. They've been that dominant. They've been that consistent over the course of 75 games so far, and there's no reason to expect that they won't handle it well in the playoffs. They've got experience in that area as well. The only position that's not experienced in this particular fashion of playoffs is the goal, and we'll see what happens. But have they been good or what? They've been great all year long, just composed and on top of it and focused at game after game.
Now, Mike, you've seen a lot of hockey, and you kind of see how it constantly evolves and evolves and evolves. When you look at the game today, it seems like everybody's so skilled, but part of being skilled is the physicality kind of, you know, not there in the game as much as it used to be, because it seems like now players might turn down some hits. They're not as physical as they were. And maybe is that a way that a team or a coach could tap into a team that might be playing the Bruins and saying, hey, if we can kind of get the old school physical way and knocking guys like Pastor off the puck, this is maybe a way to beat them. But or is it just too hard to do because nobody really has that mindset anymore?
It's difficult to do, not only because of mindset and safety issues and rule changes. I mean, it's a whole different approach. You're right. But when we've seen the Bruins have trouble lately, it's always been about teams that have pace. And if you have pace and you have, as Brian Burke would say, truculence, and you can finish your checks, you're going to give them trouble. That's what happened in Detroit. That's what happened in Chicago. That's what's going to happen if they play Carolina when Carolina's on their game and not thinking they can win because their big three are out. But if you have pace, and by that, I mean close a gap between, if you stand up against Greg and you're 10 feet away, he can see everything. But if you stand 2 feet in front of him, he can't see anything. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in his way. And that's what the pace is when you're trying to forecheck. You get there, you close the gap. And not only that, it's synchronized with somebody else going to the possible outlets, two or three guys. And now the defensemen are in. That synchronization could give any team trouble. And it's what the Bruins have to be aware of. They need to know that teams are going to charge after them. And they should, and if the teams are any good and if they're well coached, they will be physical. They'll finish their checks because I don't care who you are. You start getting banged in the boards with a guy's coming from the blue line in, you're going to remember it, and it's going to impact your thinking.
Mike, the game winner coming from Pasta last night, does it worry you at all that he's going to run out of steam when it counts the most?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's actually gotten banged around a little bit, I've noticed lately, yeah. But he seems to bounce back, and he's a goal scorer. He wants to score goals. He's still hungry. He set a personal best this year. He continues to look to shoot the puck. I don't see him slowing down. And the good news is if he does slow down, there are a number of people that can pick up the slack, including a guy like Taylor Hall, who's not even in the lineup right now. But they have other guys that are pitching in, and that's what makes them such a prohibitive favorite, is that throughout the lineup, they've got guys that can do what other guys might often do but don't do on a particular basis, and they can fill in. The depth is outstanding.
Mike, I don't know if you heard earlier, but Scoops Hill was at Fenway yesterday, and Sean Thornton let him know that he believes, without speaking to Patrice, that he's heard this is Bergeron's final year and Krejci's final year.
And Krejci's, yeah.
And that they're doing this one big cup run as a swan song for those two. What do you think that would mean for this season, and do you buy into it?
I can't comment on it but I'm not surprised. I don't think they're going to, you know, I don't think they're going to take the hometown discount again. I mean, imagine these two guys are making, what are they making between?
Million.
Less than $3 million total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah, so I think it makes sense to me. And what happens next is, you know, I mean, they got to hope that Zaka can play second line center, and then they've got to go out and find a first line center. It's kind of why I was hoping that they make that deal when Bo Horvat was available, because not only was he a fit for now, but he would have been fit for the next 10 years. But that option is gone. But it will leave a massive hole, one that we can see how when Krejci came back and Bergeron came back, you could see how it just filled out the roster perfectly. It just made it easier to fit everybody in on the wings and on the third line, and there was no talk of Coyle as a second-line center. He's been a terrific player in the third line, one of the best in the league, and that's where he slots. And everybody else just fit into place with those two guys. Take them out of the lineup, you've got turmoil.
I think they're both back if they don't win.
I was going to say, but then again, it's all speculation, but mm-hmm. we speculated about Tom Brady and right. whether when Tom Brady won that one with Tampa, was it going to be done? And I it just seems to me like if they win, that Patrice Bergeron would hang it up.
Yeah, but
I guess the question becomes, does Krejci want to play elsewhere, mm-hmm. play here, play without him,
Well, they both can, I think, Mike, you make a good point. They both can make good money, but even Krejci, who's still, younger, can make some good money. But I also think they're having fun. But the question is, like you said, Mike, is that home? They're not going to take that hometown discount again next year.
I don't think they will. And it sort of does say that, this is probably it. They wanted one last run, and, they're buddies and they've got good teammates around them. They've been there for a while, and it's all come together. And, really, if they were to win the cup, how could you duplicate this? You couldn't. I mean, you really can't. It's right. just, it's like, it's historic, unprecedented. And if they win it, it would be the perfect time to say sayonara.
All right, Mike Milbury, who knows hockey, doesn't know pizza, but he knows hockey.
Please.
Always a pleasure.
What's the best pizza you've ever had?
Bob Pizza.
Yeah, Town Spa in Stoughton.
Oh, man, I was there. It's just saltines with cheese and sauce on it.
But I try to tell him.
Bite your tongue. How dare you?
Saltines.
I mean, how dare you?
Did I try to tell him?
All right, Michael, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see ya.
We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Change.
we got another hour or so to go, and then we got to get out of here so Wiggy can get home in time to watch Bayou Barbie. What is that, a 7 o'clock start tonight?
Seven o'clock.
For Bayou Barbie.
Listen, this is what I say. Her mother was obviously went to social media and said, hey, listen, you slide in the wrong DM. It's my daughter who plays for LSU. And I think she's the same girl that they drew the ring on her finger. And I think she was linked to, I believe it was NLE Chopper, a rapper, I think. But she's making a ton of money, just like the other chick from LSU. But I'm telling you, if you are easy on the eyes, you're an athlete, you're a college athlete, and you're in college now, and you're a woman, all you got to do is put up a couple pictures. And I'm telling you what, skyrocket through the roof. I sent you guys the LSU girl. What's her name? The gymnast.
Olivia.
Driving around in a Lamborghini truck.
I saw that. Yeah.
And
a purple one. Yeah. I mean, it's like the money that these athletes can make right now is astronomical. And I also think it's going to affect them. I mean, for Olivia Dunn, I think because she played in college, unless they've changed this rule, she can't be an Olympian. Like, she's reached her pinnacle of a gymnast.
Which is such a dumb rule.
Such a dumb rule.
The Olympics, if you want to go into the most despicable group, look at the Olympic Committee and how they handled that Larry Nassar situation. And the fact that they have any high ground to place any rules
on
anybody.
Well, they should change now based on what's going on with NIL. They should change that rule. I mean, she ought to be able to compete in the Olympics. It's crazy to me though when you look at Bayou Barbie. Mm-hmm. She's already said it doesn't make any sense for her basically to play in the WNBA because she makes way more money doing this.
Right. And of course you can play in the WNBA and continue doing all of this, and maybe it'll only help your name continue to grow because who knows, you could just, if you finish your basketball career, you could just fade into the background once it's all over. For Bayou Barbie, she has such a big following as is. I don't think that she's going to lose them just because she's not playing basketball anymore. But it'll be interesting when it comes to football players, baseball players, men's basketball players, to see how making all of this money in college is now going to affect them once they're in the league.
That's different because the men's element of it, the guys are making good money. Like, so take a guy like Bryce Young or CJ Stroud, who's going to come out this year, both of those guys, they probably were making good money, like, you know, a couple million dollars in college. But now they stand to make, you know, with just on their rookie deals, guarantees of $25 million. So they're in a different boat. Then NIL money is nothing for them compared to professional money. And then especially when you get into other sports, the basketball world. But for the women, because I think you make $150,000 if you're one of the top WNBA players. And she can still do the Instagram, social media, and all that other stuff, and play in the WNBA. And the guys that follow her like the fact that she can post a bikini picture and then post her dribbling a basketball.
Yeah.
Like that's what really, you know, drives them to go watch her.
Are they making most of the money? Like, you take the two twins. Whatever their name is.
I always blank on their names.
They making the most money from, like, posting for brands?
Yes.
Or from, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, they were doing days in the life, getting ready for basketball games. It's as simple as them doing their makeup and how they do their hair before basketball.
It's the bikini pitches, though.
Yes, that's what gets the audience members there. But brands are reaching out to them for not just bikinis, for sending them makeup. And for one of those videos for these two twins, they can make $150,000 off one video.
But the bikini got them there. That's the thing like that a lot of them are doing. Or the sexy outfits are getting people to go. It's just the way it is. That's how men are, right?
So, Greg, we have the Bayou Barbie. We need to get you a nickname, like the Seaport Stanley Tucci. What can we do for you where you can get, because you could use a one piece for the two echelon pools.
I feel like the word meatball should be in there somewhere, Curtis.
Got to get you something.
The meatball master.
Yeah, the Massachusetts meatball man.
The Massachusetts meatball.
But I don't know how much money you're going to make, though. And I just don't like, a girl's not going to Bryce Young's page to see him with a shirt off. And then he gets money
sure
for that.
Are you sure they wouldn't?
No. No, they're not doing that. Like, women are not like that. They're not going to spend their last dollar.
Saying women aren't perverts.
Yeah.
Like men are
perverts. Men, which then businesses are smart.
Are you saying guys are spending their last dollar?
Oh,
on OnlyFans?
They're spending the rent and check. They're spending the kids' formula money. And then they're like, oh, damn, baby. I don't know what we're going to do. But the businesses are smart because they know this is what's getting these people to come there. And then they obviously get the makeup lines and all that.
Well, and the best part about it is for the Cavender twins, which is the Miami twins, mm-hmm. or Olivia Dunn, yep. or any of these influencers. Yes, the guys go to see the bikini photos, but then I'm following them to get the makeup tips or what they're wearing. You know,
right.
it's crazy the hold that these influencers can have on you, because there's a girl, Alex Earle.
Oh my God, this is terrifying.
Alex Earle right now is a senior at the University of Miami, not an athlete, just a senior. She blew up on TikTok. She's been tied right now to Braxton Berrios, actually, as potentially dating him. And guys follow her because she is this very, very attractive girl.
Right.
For me, I'm following her to see her clothes and her makeup and her hair. She's, 21 years old? And I'm worried about, like, putting on white eyeliner because Alex Earle does it and it looks good on her. It's crazy the hold that it has.
Oh,
and Curtis, you're right. It is scary because I will see her post something. I will immediately go to her page, click her affiliate link, and then buy whatever she's telling me that she loves, and she's making a commission off of me buying that.
Yeah,
so
it's good marketing.
I love it. Good entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
but that's ultimately what the NIL is like. I think LeBron's kid, Bronny, is next up, but the amount of money that he would make in NIL is going to be, it's nothing going to be compared to what he would be able to make in the NBA. So that route is different for them. But for the women athletes, like you said, the gymnast, mm-hmm. where else is she going to go? You know, the Bayou Bobby.
Curtis is right. She would do the Olympics, and maybe if she did well in the Olympics, some endorsement money.
Yeah,
or
but
whatever,
it's still nothing crazy.
Why also wouldn't NBC and all of these in the Olympics in general want to have superstars? It would bring more people to watch gymnastics or whatever events they would participate in.
That's why I think it's changed. Before, the reasoning was because if you're an Olympian and you're taking endorsement money, then if you're a college gymnast, you couldn't be making money off of the sport,
mm-hmm.
because then you're considered a professional.
Right.
That, and so now with NIL, it has to be gone. There's no way that they could still separate the two and say you can't be an Olympian
It is also too, and Courtney, you bring this up all the time, and I think it's a great point. It's the the woman's coach from Stanford. It's the old woman, mm-hmm. who's like, you know, feminist to the point of, oh, you're giving the Olympics a bad name because you're posting pictures on social media of you in like this sexy dress or this sexy bathing suit, and you're taking away from what people really should be focused on. And it's probably the same thing that they have to deal with. The twins had to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking away from the game of basketball because you're posting in these sexy outfits. And where, no, what they're doing is they're bringing people who might be there to look at them and go, oh, okay, they do have other talents that they can do, but it's a lot of women who, when they look at themselves in the mirror, go, oh, I don't like what I see, and then they try to stifle these other girls and take advantage of the opportunity.
But this is what you wanted when it came to NILs.
Like, I love it.
Like, yeah.
I absolutely love it.
You don't think it's changed college sports at all?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, all it's done is just brought more eyes on it. I saw somewhere that I think the women's NCAA tournament viewers, like, just as big as some of the NBA games.
You know what I would say, Wiggy? It's a lot like sports betting. Because all of the best players and athletes were getting money somehow, some way before. It's just legalized and somewhat, you know, monitored, mm-hmm. which is why sports betting isn't going to change that much, because the vast majority of people betting on sports were already betting.
All right, quick reminder, if you cannot listen to the show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com every single day, or you can download the Audacy app, that's AUDACY, and listen to us from anywhere at any time. If you missed anything on the show this week, you can go back and listen to it whenever you want on the Odyssey app. And you can ask your smart speaker every morning when you wake up to play 93.7 WEEI.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.